From the WGXT newsroom, this is the WGXT Daily News. There were protests around the United States and locally in Troy and Hudson after police in Memphis released videos on January 27th showing at least five police officers savagely beating Tyree Nichols, who eventually died from the attack. Marquetta Edwards, one of the organizers of the Troy protest on January 28th, was recorded speaking by the Times Union's H. Rose Snyder, saying,
"We cannot continue this. We got to start working in silence. The people that are here today have to work together. We are all from different communities, all from different backgrounds, all from different organizations, but guess what? We're here. Because this matters. Our lives matter. Black lives matter. And we will not stand down to be out here today."
In Hudson, over 60 people turned out to the park in front of the Columbia County Courthouse on January 29th to protest the latest police killing caught on a video recording. Several local speakers spoke at the event, including a 17-year-old named Gabby.
"This behavior is institutionalized within our police system, and when behavior is institutionalized, it can't be fixed until it's broken down and built back up again, and we can't do that without the support of more people."
A few local officials were there, including State Senator Michelle Henchy, Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett, and Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson. Claire Cousins, a member of the County Board of Supervisors from Hudson, urged other politicians who were not there to come out the next time.
"My call to action for those folks is your colleagues need to join you in these moments. I love you deeply. Where are your colleagues that have the same morals as you? Why are they not outraged enough to join you here? That is the wall of distrust that exists that we want to break down. It's not you, it's all of you. It's everybody that has taken that oath. We want to see you. We deserve to see you angry if you care about us the way that you say you do."
Tyler O'Neill is reporting for Spectrum News that on January 27th, the office of Democrat U.S. Representative Pat Ryan said he was appointed to the House Committee on Armed Services and the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure. Ryan represents the redrawn 18th Congressional District. The Armed Services Committee handles defense policy, military operations, the organization and reform of the Department of Defense and Department of Energy. Ryan served on this committee during his previous term. He said, and I quote, "I maintain my commitment to ensure our service members and military families are properly supported to preserve and promote America's security, prosperity, and values both at home and abroad," end quote. Ryan served in the U.S. Army as a combat intelligence officer from 2004 to 2009, including two tours in Iraq. The congressman will also serve on the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, which oversees all modes of transportation nationwide. Ryan said in a statement, and I quote, "Whether you take Metro North to New York City, travel Route 17 through Orange County, or need improved broadband in Dutchess County, I will fight every day to make sure that funding comes right back here to the Hudson Valley," end quote. And you can read the full story at SpectrumLocalNews.com. Jamal Cutler is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson City Hall is set to undergo needed renovations, according to a resolution recently adopted by the Common Council. The resolution authorized the mayor to enter into a contract with VMJR Companies of Glen Falls to complete the alterations required to bring the historic former bank building into compliance with the American with Disabilities Act. The cost of the project is $669,500, and the resolution authorizes expenditure of $337,933 from the general fund. Construction is expected to begin in February, and the work will be completed in 3 or 4 months. Changes to the building's facade include removing the marble steps that lead to the side door of the building and dropping the door to sidewalk level. The existing door will continue to be used as the marble plinths and plasters on either side of the doorway will remain unchanged. Mayor Kamal Johnson said, and I quote, "The improvements will make access to the second floor a lot easier for folks. I'm happy that we're finally getting to this point as a city," end quote. He said the renovations will make the building more accessible and the general environment is going to be more inviting for everyone. The MJR has completed similar projects at locations throughout upstate New York, at the University of Albany, Siena College, State Education Building, and Middleburg Central School. In Hudson, the company successfully completed the St. Paul St. Mary's Church historical restoration. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.